thank you to the board. Thank you for taking time out of your very busy schedule to do this. You didn't need to do that, so thank you so much. I love working with you. I do. I think that the public, as a constituent, not speaking as the sheriff, but as a constituent, thank you for making the hard decisions. Thank you for always putting the public first. I think that local government may not get the fanfare, but this is really where decisions and governing really takes place, is at the local level, and for what you have done. And all the board members that I had the opportunity to work with, from Supervisor Plan, Maffei, Bass, Thornton, Murison, all of those. It didn't matter the belief or your political stance. It was at the end of the day that when the five of you sat there, you always did what was best for Tuolumne County. So thank you. I also want to thank Craig Pedro. This speaks to the type of person that he is. He called me yesterday and said, "Jim, I know that tomorrow we're going to be recognizing you, but I just want to let you know that I will be announcing that I'll be stepping down." And have gone through that. I know that it's an emotional time. It's a time that you have to come to the realization within yourself, and then you have enough courage and gumption to tell your wife or your significant other, and then to actually verbalize it publicly. It's an emotional roller coaster. But he was not thinking about himself. He was thinking about me, and because he said, "This is your day, and if this is going to take away from you, I will find a different way to do that." So I think that speaks the volumes of the type of man that you are, of integrity and wanting to do what is right. So thank you so much. Thank you for our friendship. We haven't always agreed, but that's what sheriffs and CAOs do. We don't agree. But at the end of the day, we do what is best. And that's all that anybody can ask, is just to do our best. Alicia, I love your comment. After 30 years, I caught that. So don't think that I didn't catch that. But thank you for all the time and effort that you put forth, and County Council also. Thank you so much. That long resolution, I have to... Women have been a big part of my life. I have a beautiful wife. I've had two wonderful assistants, Amber Macias and then now Crystal. And I have to thank Crystal for what she put together and spearheading and putting a lot of that resolution and that information together. So thank you, Crystal. Thank you for everything for you do. You have made me a better sheriff. I know that Amber's not here, but she also helped for me to be a better sheriff. And it's the people that you surround yourself with that makes you the leader who you are. Obviously, all of these wonderful things, they are more than what I ever envisioned or expected. So thank you to you all. I do mean this, that in my wildest dreams, I never thought that I would ever become the sheriff of this wonderful county. I've had great partners, not just partners of the elected, the Debbie Batistas, the Donald Sarsons, the Laura Kriegs, and on and on and on, that I've had the opportunity, the Linda Downeys, and on. I know I'm forgetting lots of folks, but the men and women that helped me become the law enforcement person that I am. Casey Buscal, my first training officer in the jail. Todd Blankenship, my first training officer in patrol. My sergeants, the Tom Kaufmans, the John Hollins, the Jim Earls, the Roger Dipburners, all of those men and women had a part in who I became, who I have become. I want to thank my father, And my mother. My mom died some 22 years ago. And as I said, women have been made a huge impact in my life. My mom being a single mom, wanting the best for her son, found a man who would not only love me as his own, but would give me the most important thing in his life, and that is his name. And I've tried to honor him. Not only did he, but his parents, my grandparents. I have a picture. Well, I used to have a picture. I've cleaned out my office. I had a picture in there, and that picture is of my father, to always remember where I came from. For 33 years, he was a policeman. His badge said policeman. He started in the 60s. So he was a police officer. He didn't aspire to be a sergeant. He didn't aspire to be a lieutenant. All he wanted to be was a worker bee. So I know where I came from, and that has served me well. When the decisions of this agency, when I would hand out discipline or make decisions, always remember where you came from. Because the men and women, those folks back there, they're the sheriff's office. They're your agency. Not me. They are. And I'm proud to call all of them my friends. I'm proud to have worked actually, there's not very many that I've worked with because they're all so young. But I've hired most of them, and I'm grateful for them. I'm grateful for the young men and young women that they are. And we are very, very, very great, very, very blessed to have them. I'm thankful for Bill Pooley. I'm thankful for Bill because he was willing to step up and to do this. And when you run an election and you become in the public figure, you're putting your family on hold. And I'm grateful for the men and women that will help him become a great sheriff and to continue on with this great legacy. Gave me my 30 years of appreciation. And so I want you to... So Anne, she has all these pictures, and you're supposed to go down and pick out the pictures that she has. I don't do that. I bring pictures to her and say, this is what I want. And she says, yes. This is a picture of the new jail, which is our old jail. This is back in the 50s, early 60s. And this means a lot to me because it is those who went before me, before all of us, that we need to pay homage. Not only the Dave Grant that I wear on my wrist, but all of those that have given so much. They have paved the way for us in this community. And so as I look at this, I always will remember those that have given so much. And so I'm thankful for this, Anne, so thank you so much for allowing me to do that. And finally, my best partner of all is my wife, Sharon. I really got lucky. I had to talk her into going out with me. I had to talk her into marrying me. But I hope that I've made her proud. I'm grateful for her. I love her to death. You know, it's easy to start thinking that you're really something special with all these accolades. And in her eyes, I am something special. And that's really the only thing that really matters is that my wife thinks that I'm special. Thank you for allowing me to serve you. Thank you all. My boys and girls in tan and green and my clerical staff and all of you. Thank you. You've made this some of the happiest times. I'll never forget the horrible things that we saw, the horrible pieces that we had to pick up after, and that's what we have in common, is that I love you all. I really, really, really do. This is the finest place to live. This is the finest place to raise a family. God bless you all. And Mr. Chairman, thank you so much.